The moon hung low, casting a silver sheen over the Mississippi River as it meandered through the ancient bluffs. The air was thick with anticipation, the kind that precedes a storm, or the unveiling of a long-held secret. It was on such a night that our story unfolds, beneath the gaze of the enigmatic Piazza bird, a creature of immense power and mystery, painted eons ago on the cliff face by those who knew its tale. In the heart of the wilderness, where the river bends and the echoes of ancient voices linger, there lies a legend untold, a story of fear, fascination, and an unbreakable bond between a hunter and the mythical Piazza bird. The scene sets with Elijah, a seasoned hunter known for his courage and unmatched skill, his steps silent upon the forest floor. His eyes, sharp and focused, scanned the horizon as the echoes of the legend whispered in the wind. Elijah's voice was steady, yet laced with a respect for the creature he spoke of, a respect born of fear and awe.
"They say it devours men, leaving nothing behind but the echoes of their screams. But I've seen it, the Piazza, with my own eyes. Majestic and terrifying. It's not just a beast, it's a guardian, a keeper of secrets and ancient stories."
Suddenly the wind shifted, carrying a voice so ethereal it seemed woven from the night itself. It was the Piazza, its voice a melody of sorrow and wisdom, a sound that stirred the soul. The creature's voice was smooth, flowing like the river itself, yet carried the weight of centuries.
"Elijah!"
it called, its tone imbued with an otherworldly presence.
"Why do you seek me?"
Elijah, taken aback by the creature's knowledge of his name, responded, his voice betraying his awe.
"I seek to understand,"
he said, his words slow, measured.
"To know the truth behind the legend, to learn from the guardian of the river."
The Piazza, intrigued by the hunter's humility and genuine desire for knowledge, decided to reveal a part of its tale, a story as old as the cliffs themselves.
"Long before your people walked these lands, I was here, watching over them, protecting the balance between man and nature. But with respect comes fear, and with fear, legends are born."
Elijah listened intently, his mind racing to comprehend the depth of the Piazza's words. The hunter realized that this creature was not just a predator, but a symbol of the delicate balance of life, a reminder of the respect due to all beings, seen and unseen.
"You are more than a legend,"
he said, his voice filled with newfound respect and understanding.
"You are a teacher, a guide."
"And you, Elijah, are a true seeker,"
the Piazza responded, its voice softening.
"One who looks beyond the veil of fear and seeks the truth."
The conversation continued into the night, with the Piazza sharing stories of the past, tales of the land, and the people who once thrived upon it. Each word, each story, wove a tapestry of understanding, bridging the gap between legend and truth. And so, beneath the watchful eyes of the moon and the stars, a bond was formed. A bond of respect and understanding, transcending the barriers of fear and myth. As dawn began to break, painting the sky in hues of pink and gold, the Piazza bird spread its magnificent wings, a sight to behold against the lightning sky. It was a moment of pure magic, a testament to the power of connection and the enduring mystery of the ancient world.
"Thank you,"
he whispered, his voice barely audible over the gentle rustle of the leaves.
"For opening my eyes."
"Remember what you have learned,"
the creature replied, its voice fading into the morning light.
"Carry our stories forward, for they are the true guardians of this land."
As the Piazza took to the sky, disappearing into the light of the new day, Elijah stood in silence, a man changed by the encounter. He understood now that legends like the Piazza bird hold within them truths far greater than the sum of their parts, truths about our world, our history, and ourselves. And so, our story comes to a close. But the legend of the Piazza bird lives on, a reminder of the mysteries that surround us, waiting to be discovered. For in the heart of every legend lies a kernel of truth, a message to be unraveled by those brave enough to seek it out. Tortuskin Tarers. As the first light of dawn touches the earth, illuminating the world in its warm embrace, we continue our journey deeper into the realm of myths and legends. Today, we delve into the origins and essence of the mythical creature known as the Piazza bird. The Piazza bird, a creature of profound mystery and power, finds its roots deeply entangled in the rich soil of Native American mythology. This being, whose story is painted on the cliffs overlooking the Mississippi River, represents more than just a tale to be told. It is a symbol of the intricate relationship between humans and the natural world, a guardian of ancient secrets and a protector of the sacred lands. The origins of the Piazza myth are as ancient as the rocks on which its image resides. It is believed that the creature was first encountered by the Illiniwek tribes, who beheld its fearsome visage and recognized its power. The name Piazza itself is derived from the native language meaning the bird that devours men, a testament to its formidable reputation among the people. Despite its fearsome moniker, the Piazza bird is not merely a creature of destruction. It embodies the dualities of nature, creation and destruction, beauty and terror. It serves as a reminder of the balance that must be maintained within the world and within ourselves. To the indigenous people, the Piazza was a symbol of both reverence and caution, a creature to be respected rather than feared, for it held the wisdom of the ages within its grasp. Imagine, if you will, a creature of unparalleled majesty. The Piazza bird, with its wingspan wider than many men laid end to end, commands the sky. Its feathers shimmer in hues of emerald and gold, catching the sunlight and casting prisms of light across the land. The body of the Piazza, muscular and powerful, is covered in scales that glint like armor, a testament to its invincibility. Atop its head sit two antler-like horns, symbols of its connection to the earth and its creatures. Its eyes, deep and penetrating, glow with an otherworldly wisdom, capable of piercing the very soul of those it encounters. Among the myriad of tales woven around the Piazza bird, one story stands as a testament to its enduring legacy. It is said that long ago, the villages along the Mississippi lived in terror of the Piazza. Each month, the creature would descend upon the village, demanding a sacrifice of flesh to satiate its hunger. The people, bound by fear and tradition, complied, lest they incur the creature's wrath. However, a brave chief named Uatoga, wearied by the loss of his people, sought to end the Piazza's reign of terror. With wisdom and courage, Uatoga devised a plan. He offered himself as the next sacrifice, but not before instructing his warriors to hide near the creature's cliffside dwelling, armed with poisoned arrows. As the Piazza swooped down to claim its prize, Uatoga stood resolute, a beacon of hope in the face of despair. At his signal, the warriors unleashed a volley of arrows, striking the Piazza. The creature, caught by surprise, battled fiercely but was ultimately overpowered by the venom's potency. With the fall of the Piazza, the village was freed from its terror. But Uatoga reminded his people that the Piazza's spirit, its true essence, was not one of malevolence but of balance. He urged them to remember the lessons learned from this ordeal, that courage, unity, and respect for the natural world are the true keys to harmony. The tale of Uatoga and the Piazza bird serves as a powerful reminder of the complexities inherent in the natural world and within ourselves. It challenges us to look beyond the surface, to see the deeper truths that lie beneath the legends. The Piazza, with its dual nature, invites us to reflect on our own role within the tapestry of life. What other mysteries lie hidden within the ancient stories of our world? How can we learn from them to foster a deeper connection with the Earth and each other? These questions, like the tales themselves, are timeless, urging us to seek understanding and wisdom in our journey through life. Tunzio. Unlock the mysteries of myths and legends with the Mythical Podcast. With new episodes available every other day, follow or subscribe on your favorite platform to never miss a tale. Share your feedback, insights, or the myths and legends you're curious about. Your suggestions light the path we travel together. Thank you for listening to the Mythical Podcast. Until next time.